Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are now Motzei Shavuos. I hope everyone had a good Shavuos, as we just discussed. And we go Mechal Achal. Shavuos, we were all Mechabal of Torah again. And now we really have the opportunity to implement, hopefully, the Hesiris, the inspiration that we all had. And we're actually rapidly approaching the end of the Sefer. Amazingly, at the end of the Sefer, probably in about 3 weeks from now, since we started with Emunah, with faith, and Shabbos being integral to every Jew's Yiddishkeit and faith, he's actually going to go through the author of the Yigamal Ikrim, the 13 principles of faith, in particular how they're pertinent and germane in Nogea to Shabbos. But tonight, and probably next week, we're going to discuss the idea of doubles on Shabbos. So there's an amazing medrash. The medrash says in Tehillim as follows: Kol iska de Shabbosa kafel. Every concept on Shabbos is doubled. Oimer kafel shnei oimer le'echa. We know that the mon, we had two portions of mon come on Erev Shabbos. That's why, of course, we have lechem mishnah. We have two challahs on Shabbos. You don't have one challah because the mon came on two on Fridays for Shabbos. Uvayom haShabbos shnei kvasim. And on Shabbos there were two kvasim as korbanos, as sacrifices. Oinsha, when you look at the verse, at the pasuk, it says Oinsha kafel, the punishment, chas v'shalom, God forbid, if a person desecrates, a knowing person who knows better, desecrates Shabbos, is mochal leah, mois yumas, the time of the Beis Hamikdash. If you have witnesses, it would be a death sentence, in theory, and it's the language is doubled. Schara, the reward of keeping Shabbos is kara, is kafel, it says v'karasa l'shabbos oinig, the Kaj Hashem Mechubad is a double language, also the amazing reward of keeping Shabbos, the greatest reward, of course, is not only the reward in the world to come, but a Jew is most connected to Hashem, gets the bracha in this world of a connection to Hashem if they keep Shabbos. As Haraseha, the warning, actually, and probably 2 weeks from now, right before we get to the Yigamal Ikrim, is we're discussing Zachar Veshamor, the two languages of the Saras HaDibros. One time it says to remember the Shabbos, another time to guard the Shabbos, one referring to the positive commandments, one referring to the negative commandments, but also the warning in the Saras HaDibros, the Ten Commandments of Zachar Veshamor. Mizmoro Kafel, it says Mizmor Shir, two languages of song, Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos. Right, we have a song, but it's a double language of song for the day of Shabbos. The Tzarach Bir, and we need elucidation, why is it that we always refer to Shabbos in doubles? What's unique about Shabbos that we refer to it in the language of Kfelis, of doubles? V'ne'amuvan ha'pashat, the simple understanding, shel kefal, of a doubling, or of a coupling, is zugios, is couples. Etzim inyan zugios is Mesoidus Brius Olam. The idea of zugos, of couples, of coupling, is from the foundations of the creation of the world. The Amru Chazal, the Talmud says in Baba Basra, by the way, this is a big concept in Kabbalah, the Talmud says in Baba Basra, Koma Shebarach, Karej Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, Zachar V'Nakeva Baram. Everything Hashem created in this world, He created a male and a female version of it. Shekol Nivraim Nivru, because everything is created in Zugos. Now, of course, to procreate and to continue the world, it's that way, but on a spiritual level, as we'll see, it's the same thing. Ve'amr es ina Zugos Nilmod, Ve'amr Chazal, even the concept of Zugos, of the idea of couple, male and female, is learned from Shabbos itself. The Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Amr Shabbos Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaShabbos is in front of Hashem. L'kol nasata ben zug li, ein ben zug. Everything else in this world, by the way, we know in the beginning of Bereishis, Adam says the same thing. He's looking at all the animals and says, you know, what about me? And then that's at that point, Hashem gives him chava. And why that had to be that, I think actually gave more than one drasha in the old days in Amachad, why Adam had to come to that realization before he got chava. But Shabbos doesn't have a chava. And Shabbos asks, what about me? where's my, what's my couple? Where's my male-female connection, so to speak? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, ya ben zucha. The Jewish people, they're going to be your ben zug, your mate. Va'amuven ha'poshet sho'im ben zug. And this concept, again, on a simple level, is malchus, which is bar b'chelkav. We elaborated for weeks the idea of malchus being the lowest of the ten spheres, that everything comes down, and that idea of it coming into malchus, that the world is malchus, that a king can have everything, but it, you know, the palaces, the chariots, the thrones, but if he doesn't have the people who look at him as a melech, he's not a melech of anybody. He's no king. He had all the trappings of a king, but he actually needs people. And malchus, of course, is the ben zug. Kol davar sheish bo maila mesuyemes hamiyuchedes lo, tzarech yebetzido es hakoyach latzis malosu mekoyach apal. You can have all the potential of the world. I'm just involved with someone shidduch. I was telling my wife, this person's so ready to get married. They want to be a giver. They're ready to do, and they're ready to be amazing. But then they get married. All of that potential is there. It's all there. It's all there to be the best spouse in the world. But if you're not married, it's in the world of theory and not in the world of practice. You could be the best, you know, parent, but if you don't have a kid, you're not doing it, right? You could be the best, employer, wherever it may be. If you're not doing it, it's all there, but not there. And the zug brings it out. When you take one to the other, it brings it out. It brings everything that's there into fruition, into this world. The potential and the so to speak, the potential energy, the kinetic, but the potential and the bringing into reality. Hem inyan, again, this is a very large concept in Kabbalah, is the idea of zachar v'nakeva, of male and female. Milas ha'adam, it's actually a Mishnah. V'tzirasam be'ikar ha'mashach. We're not looking at Y chromosomes and X chromosomes right now per se, but the on a spiritual level, the mila of a person, the physicality of a person comes from their father, and therefore in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, whether you're a Kohen, whether you're a Levi, whether you're eligible to be a king, i.e. from the Shevet of Yehuda, that all follows the father. And the Mishnah says in Idius, in Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, Ha'av Zoich L'Bino, the father gives over. Again, there are many people who look like their mother. We're not getting into, you know, 50. Everybody in this call, and everybody who will listen to this online or in the future, you're going to be somewhere between 50.5% and 50.001% after one of your parents and the rest of the other parent. You're going to have from both. But this is talking on a spiritual concept. The father gives over to his son, Benoi, the beauty, strength, wealth, chachma, and years. And the mother brings all of this out into fruition. She takes all of this, so to speak, potential, and brings it to pile. Of course, Yiddishkeit, Judaism follows the mother, right? There is no, a person can have a father who is a king of Israel, and if they intermarry, the Kohen Gadol, and the kid's a guy if it comes from a non-Jewish lady. So, because the woman, it brings it out into pile, but the potential is all there from the father. V'zer sha'amu and Shabbos, Tzach HaShabbos, kol sheishas sumei ha'maisa, yesh ha'men. So going back, all the 6 days of creation, all of them, so to speak, against the Medrash, not literal, all of them have a couple. V'ayin sham, see the Medrash, that the first day, it seems to say, the first day is the second day, is Ben Zog, the third day is the fourth day, and the fifth day is the sixth day, and Shabbos is left by itself. However, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says it differently. Amru she ben zugo sheyam rishon, the couple of the male-female worship of the first day is to the fourth day. Why? She b'shneihem, both of those days have or light. Right? B'shel yom sheini, v'yom chamishi, both of them have the idea of ferment. And the third and sixth, both of them have the dry versus wet land. Now, how do I understand that? Yom Rishon and Yom Revi are a couple. Shibiyom Rishon, on the first day of creation, what was created, we're not going to test it, we're not going to open up the book of Bereshit, Genesis, right there in the beginning, on the first day, Bereshit Baras Shemaim, Es Aretz, the heavens and the earth, She'ikar Chiyas, Shemaim Aretz, on the fourth day, what was created, the Mo'iris, the luminaries in this, right, Hamavim, it's called Shefa Min HaShemaim, Va'aretz, with the sun, the moon, the stars, She'ikar Chiyas Ha'olam, Ba'al Min HaMo'iris, we can't live in this world, there's no sun, we're ice, there's no photosynthesis, there's no plants, there's no oxygen, the carbon dioxide, everything's off, everything comes from that, from having the tides come from the moon. The first day is Shemayim V'aretz, and the fourth day is that bringing into practicality, Kiyadua, Nimsa Shah Motsu Kachal Pal is the Koch of on the fourth day. Five. Same thing, but Or HaMo'orah Shaniva Barevi and Paul Shemirim Or La'olam, the life comes from the fourth day, second and fifth day. Shekem Yom Shein Niver Rakia, on the second day, is created the ferment, because the Shamayim, the water in the heavens, were split. And on the fifth day, what comes on the fifth day? Birds in the heavens, fish in the sea. Now, we not only the heavens and the water split, but the heavens, the sea, and the is being used by the fish and all of marine life, and the heavens are being used for birds. And that's Yom HaShlishi, the dry land comes into play. There was the whole world was water, and on the Yom Shlishi, on the third day, there's dry land, and all of the potential of grass and all that. And on the sixth day, of course, who will walk on the land? First, the animals, created first on the sixth day, and the apex, the acme, the pinnacle of all creation, man, is created at the end of the sixth day to walk on the earth and not on the water. It's all from the potential on the first, second, third to the practical on the fourth, fifth, and sixth day. And with that, Shabbos comes with the Taina. Shekol Sheish Mei Bereishis, they had a zug. There was potential. There was, so to speak, the male give off, and the female, which brings it into the reality. But Shabbos, which is the most spiritual, which is the point of creation, and all of the kedusha, all of the holiness. Remember, you can be a king. You could have all the potential. You could be the best parent in potential, the best spouse in potential, the best sports player, if you whatever, you don't have the havdol, right? But if you don't have the tools around you, you don't have things to bring it out, it's not going to be there. So Shabbos says, okay, of all this holiness, of all this, the king, so to speak, is Shabbos. I have nothing to bring it out. There's no zug for me. Right? There's no reality to bring this out. Miu ben zugubalir, who is kedusha, could take out all of the kedusha. Who is going to take out all the holiness, all the halakhite of Shabbos to our world? The anala kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, the Jewish people, the yidin klal Yisrael, they will be the ones to bring Shabbos. Yisrael mekabes kedushas Shabbos, halacha lemaisa, they'll bring out Shabbos. And they will connect to you to Shabbos, to Hashem alone, to Hashem himself, so to speak. At first glance, yesh kan stira, it seems to be a contradiction. Why? That we call ikar yisod Shabbos. We discussed for a long period of time that Shabbos itself is malchus. Shabbos itself is the receptacle, not the giver, right? She's very funny. My wife was in touch with Daniela Tatz, Emma Turlo from the old day, right? So I remember she took away Tatz. So, Tatz is always very into this male-female thing. I remember, she gave a shiur, it's in the Bay Area, right? The male gives off the zera, the seed, and the female takes it, and, millions of zera seed, and the woman takes it and brings out into a child. Well, Shabbos seems to be the female, the receptacle, and not the giver in this. Shabbos itself, though, seems to be taking and then giving it out. And that's why Shabbos, by the way, is in most places an akiva. Shabbos is referred to as not the chassan, but the bride, right? Boi Shabbos kala. Shabbos is the female. Shabbos is the female. A Shabbos is the revelation of Hashem in this world. It is the receptacle and not the giver. It's not the male. It's the female of the world. V'lam imken. So if Shabbos, so to speak, is looking for a zug, it already is. It's the female of Hashem bringing it into this world. It means the whole Medrash is like this. First day has the fourth day. Second day has the fifth day. Third day has a sixth day, and all of them are taking potential to reality. Well, Shabbos is that already. What do you mean Shabbos needs the Jewish people? Shabbos is the nekeva. All of a sudden Shabbos comes the male for the Jewish people. Shabbos is the nekeva which receives all of Hashem's holiness in this world. It already, so to speak, is coupled with Hashem. Shabbos is connected specifically to Hashem. So what is the pshat, says Rav Pinkus, of this medrash? Aval ha'emes, but the truth is, they're both true. Rather, they're just switching roles. V'ha'inei ledugma, take the mother, for example. Iker shem hu mibnei kabelas mibala. Now, I'm not getting into, you know, the destroyed world of modern day feminism, because they really have destroyed the concept, destroyed the concept of marriage and womanhood and beauty and intimacy and everything else, even though there were obviously in the Gentile world there were some problems that had to be rectified. But as a whole, the whole concept of gender they destroyed. Now they don't even know if they're a boy or a girl, and they play sports against people who don't know if they're boys or girls. But, you know, forgetting all of that, forgetting all of the moral destruction that we see in the world today, as a whole, in Yiddishkeit, and in the Torah, and on the purest concept, it's not better or worse, right? The male is the giver, and the woman is just like a very tats, just mentioned very tats, right? The male will give the zerah, will give the seed, and the woman will take the seed and create a baby with it. And therefore, a woman as a whole is considered the nekeva, the receptacle, the receiver of that. That's her main thing, so to speak. And by the way, in that concept goes throughout Kabbalah that way. And as I mentioned, even in the Talmud. Of a kenegezah, now the woman to her husband is sort of receiving, and she'll build her husband and she'll build a child. But for the child, she is the giver, right? It's rule. It changes. She becomes, so to speak, the zachar, even for her male child. She gives to this child. Of a kenegezah klapi haben who kula mashpia. V'nimsu shlumas baila for her husband is nikris nekeva. She is a nekeva for her husband, and for her son or daughter, she is a zachar. V'al ava mishpacha, and by a father, the Talmud says shehen tluyin bo. The father is the giver to his family, and the father is the receiver from Hashem. He is a nekeva when it talks about how a relationship is from Hashem. It gets everything from Hashem. Hanush klape maila klape Hashem. It's apropos in regard to Hashem. So to speak, this very male father with a long beard, right? Very, you know, with a gruff voice, is an akeva as far as relationship to Hashem. He's the receiver. The klape ishto beno is with wife and children, and he's usually the giver. V'chen dugma halavana. We know that the moon, okay, Even in liturgy in tefillah is called the nekeva. Usually, it's right. It's mikabel. It's light from the sun. How it reflects from the sun. Aval ikar tachlis lashpi orla oylam legala hazrayim kasim mega ger shirachem. But we know the moon has things even affecting even plant life and certainly the tides and everything else. And there it's a giver. There it's the zachar. So it also has this duality. It's both a female, really, as far as a son, and a male in giving to this earth. That, says Rav Pinkus, is the pshat in this medrash. V'lachen, shapir biksha Shabbos. There is Shabbos who is only receiving all this kedusha from Hashem. It's a receptacle from Hashem. The receptacle of Hashem, so to speak. The Alpha P he adds when Shabbos is the Kala. The Shabbos Kala, right? Kula Kapi Mala. Ala Kmosh Kol Shesh Mi Abreis Mitzad Echad Kulam Mekablam. All of the creation itself received, and then it gave off to give off the brachas. Shabbos wanted to give off. There was no room for Shabbos to share with. It was getting all this kedusha from Hashem, all this holiness from Hashem, all this raw potential from Hashem, and there's nobody to give it to. Ech tuchal hilashpia la'olam shefer birchoseha. Va'ayizeh basa ha'tshuva. Sha'ayideizeh am Yisrael, the Jewish people, you and I, everyone on this call. Tuchal kaidish la'hashpia birchoseha. We could all get the blessing, the brachas from Shabbos, of Shabbos, that comes really from Hashem l'mayla. V'lechara at alisha, at some level we should now ask, im ken, if so, nikba shmo shekol davar, im zachar im nekeva. Right, everyone's a male and female, right? It's like, then it's arbitrary. V'ari efshele karo, al shem tchilis kabalaso, of our shadow system, we can call it sometimes male, sometimes female, so we'll be very modern. We won't know what's a male, what's a female. We'll take the spiritual source right now. But the tshuva to that is that we always refer to things al pima koimo. For example, the sun and the moon is called an akeva. Very klapi haaretz, and by as far as the earth, it's the giver. For lama nikra, so why is the moon inherently an akeva? Elasibo. Because where is the moon? The moon's in Shemayim. And in its place in Shemayim, in the heavens, it is it's a receiver. It's in a keva. When you're talking about its relationship to the earth, it's giving. But in Lashon HaKodesh, where it is, it's in the heavens. And therefore referred to as in a keva. It's receiving from the sun. That's where its light comes from. V'chena aim, b'lo omen alpi shalab fia ben, is kezachar. But the mother's inherent relationship, eternal relationship, by the way, it is, even we say at a wedding, a woman is, and a man are half a soul until they unite with their spouse. Their main relationship is with their spouse, and as far as that goes, she's in a keva, and he's a zachar. Right? And vice versa. The man may be in a keva to Hashem, but he lives in earth, and in this earth, he is a zachar to his wife and his children. So too with Shabbos. Mitzad Echad, Shabbos is the biggest receptacle from this whole world. Shekol Sheshes Yimea Mekabim is called Chiyusim. Everything comes from Shabbos. The bracha, as we've elaborated many, many months on, comes from Shabbos. It's the name called Bracha Sashbos Toiva. It's the Mayan, excuse me. It's the spring which all eternal blessing, real good gives off. Mitzad Zeh, it's looking for a way to give it in this world. Then kind of to why it's called Shabbos, it's called an akeva. Because the essence of Shabbos is not about the bracha or what we get. It's the kedusha shomayla, right? Which gets from this world. It's the yichud Hashem. That's why Shabbos is always a kala. Ultimately, Shabbos, we only get a snippet of it. The ultimate reality of Shabbos is the receptacle of all of Hashem's. Right, in the Yom Shekula Shabbos, well, maybe we'll reverse. But right now, the essence of Shabbos in its place is one of complete holiness. We tap in a little bit, as much as we're applying everything we're doing. But the essence of Shabbos is it's so much higher than we can even imagine. We're going to actually continue this next week, but he brings a Ha'ara, and I want to finish with this Ha'ara, based on this idea of Zachar V'Nekeva coupling, which is a super important Ha'ara insight in general, and certainly particular as we think about post-Shavuos and what we're supposed to be doing, how we're supposed to be living. We're all Makabal the Torah again on Shavuos, and it's a good reminder. Navi O Dukma Nifla. I'm going to give you another amazing example of the Zachar V'Nekeva, Sister Pinkus, in the footnote. Hine, Nishas Adam, the soul of man, your soul and my soul, in every place is called Nekeva. It's a female in Lashon HaKodesh. We refer to our soul as a Neshama, right? Neshama, female. V'lecher ha'davar tzamua. Sh'ari v'adei ikar mashpia chiyas ha'adam. Now I'm a rabbi. I can tell you that you and I and all of us, and everyone listening to this call, our essence is our soul. What makes us happy, what makes us sad, what makes it gives us drive, what gives us satisfaction, which gives us, if we're not doing things correctly, aggravation, is our soul. The soul, no one, the body is just, first of all, body changes over time. The soul only develops, right? It goes in opposites. Hopefully the soul gets bigger, bigger, better, better as you get older. And the body, I'm sorry to say, will decay as life goes on, right? We are essence. The essence of giving is our soul. So the imkei lechir haguf, the body should be, the guf is male, and if the soul is female, it should be the complete opposite. The giver in the relationship is the soul, right? You're, by the way, for those who stayed up the whole night of Shavuos, okay? It was not about my body. It was all about my soul. You, anyone who's staying up to listen to this shir, you're not staying up for your body. You're staying up for your soul. Stay up for your neshama. By the way, when you get married, you're supposed to do it for your soul. That's not for tonight. But imkain lechayra haguf is the nekeva. But as far as we're concerned, the guf is the nekeva, the female, and the neshama should be male. And yet, throughout liturgy, the Zayar, Kabbalah, and the Gemara, we refer to it, the neshama, which is, you know, just very quickly, there's five levels of our soul, five main levels. There is the nefesh, there is the ruach, the neshama is the interface in this world, between this world and the spiritual world. Then there's chaya and nechida, which are totally above us, how our neshama connects to the spiritual world. The term for soul is neshama, which is nekeva, which is in female. And again, nekeva, as far as the Shulchan Kodesh, as far as Jewish thought, is always the receiver and not the giver. And here it seems to be the opposite. Everything about us, right? Nobody goes to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or to self-help for their body. You may go to lift weights here and there, but that's not what makes you and breaks you. By the way, you know how miserable people there are whose body is in great shape? Your soul is the biggest litmus test of everything about us. Right? We are our soul. And therefore, the soul should be the ultimate male. Aval tshuva, the answer is follows. This is why it's super important. Shakol talay heichem ikar makom shel neshama. The main thing is, where is the source of the neshama? Remember, the moon may give to us, but we refer to it as female because it's in the heavens. Im ikar makom hayakan, if your soul's main place is, you know, on Meridian Avenue, not in the Amachad, across the street, right? Somewhere else, not in the heavens, right? Not, you know, Hamilton somewhere, you know, downtown. It's im ikar vali sheinu karm lezilafi yaksas ben zuga guf. She has zakhar hamashpia. In that case, the soul is just walking around, you know, Market Street somewhere. We're seeing all kinds of craziness and things. So it's not giving the body anything. It's just dormant, deadened, you know, damaged. And the zachar, the body, is the giver. No, the body is the giver. But emes neshama kama lomay zeh kager be'eretz zara. The truth is, the neshama in this world, it doesn't, you know, we can learn the neshama, which we discussed at length. It's coming to visit. The main place of the soul is above. The fact that I just mentioned, the soul goes nefesh chay, nefesh ruach, neshama. Neshama is over here, it's the interface. And then the chay achida goes all the way up to the root, up in the heavenly throne. Vesham ikar mitzvasa, and that's the main reality of the soul. And there, your soul and my soul, your neshama and my neshama is the ultimately nekeva, because it gets from above, right? We know when we go to sleep, most of our soul goes back up there, actually. That's why we wash our hands in the morning. It gets from the source of spiritual reality is above. Not on Market Street, not in Hamilton, right? Up above. All the way up in the real world of Ruchnias, the spirituality of Kedusha, all the way up to the divine throne, so to speak. Vesham ikar mitziyasa, and there it's getting from the source of life. Therefore, we refer to the neshama as a female, because it's receiving up above, and that's its place. That's the soul's place. Shebi ikari kavechol, our soul, your soul, and my soul, our real mate, is connected to Hashem. And that's where it gets all of its sustenance, its purity, its reality. V'yesh was an oymet gadol, and the truth is, when you think about what we just discussed, there's a tremendous depth that we call our neshama nekeva. It's called a female. V'adava hi ha'ara, this is tremendously important for your shemayim, for feeling Hashem, and a foundation of Torah. Everything that Hashem creates in His world, everything of course needs Hashem to give it life source every second. Everything in the physical world, you can put in a box. You can quantify it, you can box it up, you can measure it in some form or fashion and save a little for tomorrow. For example, if a person's choishes, you're worried about, the baker won't have bread for tomorrow, you buy extra bread. You watch your bread. If you don't have new bread, you get your storage. But feel over. Right, even the air in the world is possible. You can have oxygen tanks. You can save up air. You can get the air that you need to breathe in case there's not enough oxygen for whatever reason. If you're up in space, or if you're in an air where there's not enough, you're down in a mine, or the pollution, whatever it is, you need oxygen. You can quantify air. You can measure air. You can grab air. But chayim, life. Our source of life, our soul, is a chayfet shein oimim mitzad atzmo. You can't grab it. You can't box it. You can't lock it. Ever. Not even for a moment. V'tzarech l'chablam, in every second, you need to get life from Hashem. V'chol regam imkorachan, you have to go to the source. To the source of where life, that life spark, that your soul lives. Then 1 second you're cut off from that source, you're dead. There's nothing you can do. You can't store life. You can't say, okay, I'll hold the neshama. If your neshama leaves, I'll give you a new neshama. The neshama, the soul, is constantly in a keva. It constantly has to receive. We always say in davening every single day, part of our liturgy, al chayenu hamesurim biyadecha, that our life is put in your hands, al nishmosenu hapekudos lach, and our souls, which are a security from you, shachayim in particular, b'miyuchad, mesurim mufakadim etzah Hashem, our life is ultimately, we are the ultimate nekeva, our soul, our life. And that's why Hashem is called, one of the main terminologies, Elohim Chaim, the God of life, who gives us our souls every second, and life every second. And that's why the soul is the ultimate nekeva. It's called our nefesh, which gives us life, as nekeva. And in a chinami, of course, for our body, it's the ultimate giver. It gives us our purpose, our uniqueness, our character, hopefully if we're doing things correctly, our joy, our spirituality, our funk, our purpose, and on another level, our emotional happiness. But ultimately, and of course it gives the body that, Valkaven should call Kiyumo Mikoyach, but since the neshama, every second, it's getting from above, and its source is from above. We always call the neshama by nekeva. And as we leave Shavuos, you know that Shavuos is chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'chem. And Shavuos is a reminder we're supposed to live in this world, we're supposed to enjoy our cheesecake, and how much more holy can cheesecake get than on Shavuos? Right? The Torah specifically says we eat on Shavuos, we drink on Shavuos, we enjoy this world on Shavuos, because reminder, the Torah was given for us in this... In this world. Levi, hold on 1 second. We're no problem. It's a reminder that the Torah is given for you and I, but the essence of our soul is exactly that, that it's supposed to be a focus from above. Our life, which is given to us every second, our purpose in life, right, is for our neshama, and the neshama is a receiver, and ultimately the tachlis of everything we do should be revolving around not our guf, not our body, but our neshama. And if it revolves around our neshama, we live correctly, then our guf will be a way better receiver as well, a healthy receiver. It will take us higher and higher, because our neshama will be higher and higher. And there's no better time to work on our neshama, which we'll swing back to next week, than Shabbos itself. Okay, we'll hold here.